Fala um guia, pois macachucuturi babacascatala brahandos. Repeco suturu bratabacasqueturu babacasquetala brahandos. Nicuru shindra da bacassundra da bequesuaya. Ieco cuxandra da babacasqueturu babasquendro do bosquitra da bacuxi calabradas. Father, we give you praise. In Jesus, most precious name we have prayed.
Amen.
Let's go and let's give him praise. Thank you, mighty God. Be thou exalted.
Jesus.
In Jesus' most precious name we have prayed. I welcome everyone again, like they have continued to welcome us to the assembly of scriptures. My counsel for somebody who has joined in from wherever you have joined in is, heaven orchestrated your footstep here. You should not be distracted by the mood of the living. What is important is the word that was sent to you. Like I always bring to our remembrance and to our knowledge, the foundational principle of information theory, that an information or a message is unaltered by the channel of delivery. If a message is written, come to Lagos today, they sent it as a text via an email or sent it through the word of mouth, somebody delivered it to you, or sent it as a voice message, is still, for as long as the content was not altered, however it came to you, it still retains the integrity of its intention. Today, listen, there are some persons here, what has never happened to you in your life before, it will start happening to you from tonight. This is not because it's what goes on here. Let our hearts be aligned for the moments and the time that we have left for this meeting. You have joined in already. Wait till the end to receive the fullness of what is going on here. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you. Jehovah is your name. Mighty warrior, great in battle. Jehovah is your name. Thank you, Father. I thank you because you have sent your word into time and you have your agenda proposed in your heart from time. Lord, it is our prayer and my prayer tonight that for everyone who is listening and is joined into this meeting, that their own deposit of encounter and visitation be sure. Lord, according to your word and according to your declaration, Kale Brotosh Kandala Brabakatos Kopolo Bradakata Katokotokotokotosh. Lord, let it be. Let destinies emerge from tonight. Liprosh Kotosh. Thank you. Thank you because you are packaged into tonight some things out of heaven that are visitations in the earth. Let them be, Lord. Let them be, Lord. Let them be, Lord. Lord, I ask tonight that let the destiny of people at a level they have never seen it before, never comprehended it before, never had an idea about it, let it open up tonight. Whatever you do here is to your glory, Lord. So let it be in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Well, once again, welcome to the assembly of structures. First of all, some persons are here for the first time, What is an assembly? An assembly is a gathering of heaven. An assembly is a gathering of heaven in the earth. The Bible talks about an assembly of saints in Mount Zion. Say, you have come to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. And then they took a roll call to an innumerable company of angels, to the spirits of just men made perfect, to the church of the firstborn whose name are written in heaven. And there have been a whole lot of assemblies even before now. I believe the meeting of last weekend was done as an onboarding, sort of like an onboarding of this assembly. Some of us were brought into awareness of things that happened in past assemblies, at least the ones we are aware of for the time being. And then we brought people from those years to come and share some testimonies, at least for the ones we have readily. Because there are others that we are still coming into. At least this year we heard one that we've not heard before, after like 4 years, which is from the most recent one we have together, is a physical gathering. So these are meetings that heaven decrees. We don't call assemblies. It is decreed. And that is why you see testimonies. I believe the red one to us from somebody I don't know who sent it last year. And he said he was in another realm, literally. That's what he said in his words. Heaven was open, I was in another realm. He was supposed to make a trip. In his word, he said he was held bound for 3 days and couldn't move from where he was. He came the first day, maybe thinking I'll make the journey today, I'll leave today. He couldn't. The spirit of the meeting, he said he was mesmerized, according to his word. He said, I was held bound for 3 days till the meeting ended. So these are those kinds of strategic meetings. They are decreed from heaven. After the last one, we had some folks call me, when are we having the next one? I said, we don't have power to call assemblies. If it's not decreed, we can't call you together. It will be a meeting. It won't be an assembly. But then when this assembly was announced, I said to the people, I said to them, heaven has looked on this assembly. It's not ordinary. So do all you can to be ready for what will happen. So tonight, I want to bring you a word freshly breathed by God's Spirit, like direct breathing. Fresh breathed word. It pertains to you. You know, people are used to the fact that when they go to an assembly, they are talking, they say, all right, they are just making points here. Every word you hear today is you that is being spoken about, not your neighbor first. The word of God is first to you. If you are not supposed to be in a meeting as this, your footstep will not be ordered to this place. It's as though you joined a board meeting. If you are not in the board, you won't be there. But for as long as you are part of the board or the committee and they hold a meeting, whatever they are saying there pertains to you. You are involved some way or the other. So you see that the structure that is, it's a networked structure of Jesus Christ. And there are many individuals who do things from one cadre of profession and area and calling to another one, from ministers down to people who are practicing professionals in what they do. So they are businessmen and men of God alike, prophets of God, and at the same time, computer programmers. They are all here today. Why? This is an ordination from heaven, designed and structured. I'm giving this as an initial backdrop, so that when the word comes, you know how to interface with it. I believe that tonight, I know that many people's destinies will open up afresh to them in another dimension. So be ready at it. Today I want to begin from John chapter 6. John chapter 6 will open up your spirit. From John chapter 6, I will now enter the fresh breathed word. But I'm speaking to us from John chapter 6. In John chapter 6, verse 66, Jesus, from verse 6, Jesus preached a very hard message. He said to the people, "Say, unless you eat my flesh, drink my blood, you don't have life in you." So they got angry and said, "What is the meaning of this?" The whole religious body of that day. "Say, what is the meaning of this? How can this man that we know when he was born and we know his parents say to us that if we don't eat his flesh, drink his blood?" They said, "What is the meaning of that? What do you mean by if we don't eat your flesh and eat your drink your blood, we will not rise up on the land?" And the Bible says from verse 66, say, from that day, many of his disciples stopped following him. They turned back from following him because for all reasons, that didn't make sense. He had gone beyond the boundary of what they accepted to be as genuine doctrine. And so he said to his disciples, "Won't you go also?" And then Peter answered and said, "Say, to whom shall we go to? It is you that have the words of eternal life." Now listen, that is very profound. That he was saying to Jesus that you have such content that you can redefine our lives. And of course, it was redefined. I mean, a fisherman from Galilee who was not educated is still a figure forever that people study. How? He rose from mediocrity self, he's a class. He rose from nothingness. He rose from zero, classlessness, no recognition in society, to be one of the most read historical figure forever, as long as the earth remains. He said, "You have the words of eternal life." Now listen, there is such a thing as the words of eternal life. It can structure, it can give life, it can rearrange, it can reorder, it can give direction. I remember something. In 2018, I was addressing a group of people. And while I was speaking, I was giving talking, and then I mentioned somebody's name who was in the assembly. And I said, "This individual also will go on and then study." And then I called the name of a discipline. That was in the university. I said data science. Now, when I said that word in that meeting, I said it and left. But the person who I used to make the illustration didn't even know, as they were reporting to me years later, didn't even know there was such a thing as data science. There was no concept like that existed. And they were in the university and they were yet to major in their field of discipline. So everyone said, "All right." And then it became to them as a direction. And went forward to sign up for a class outside of the university degree they were pursuing so that they could get adept at that field, and paid for it. The equivalent value of that money paid in that year with the rate of the devalued currency now should be about 250,000, because petroleum was selling for below 230 naira as at against 600 plus. So that should have been 250,000 or about 500,000 if we value it properly. And the dollar was about 200. Now, fast forward to 2 years later, it has become a frenzy everywhere. Everybody now is analytics, analysis. The whole world has geared, the direction of the age has been reorganized to pursue a particular calling. But somebody's word, somebody has started learning it. It became a frenzy in 2020. It was after the lockdown where people became exposed to the new arrangement of the world that it became a frenzy. I call it the data fever or the data science fever. But somewhere in an assembly, it fell on somebody. Before the world had caught up with them, well, they're already in the field, already teaching others to be inside of it. The words of eternal life can give you a path. I met a young man 2 years ago. While we were speaking, we were just sitting down talking. And then I just sensed by God that there was, I had a prophecy for him, but I couldn't deliver it to him because when I first knew him, he wasn't ready for that prophetic. And so after a period of walking and walking, he came to a point where we were conversing, and then it came. And then I prophesied to him through Samuel, the book of 1 Samuel, and said, you are going to experience a significant change. There's going to be an overall change in your life. A structure is going to go, something will change, and you'll be turned to another individual. He received it, but I don't think he comprehended it. And then before I left him, I blessed him before I left and said, Jace, I bestow on you a gift today. And then I identified that gift by name and gave him a sign, which began to manifest that very period. Well, after we left, every change came to place. The denomination he was worshiping, he changed. Everything about him changed all of a sudden. He sends me a text message saying, thank you for change. Yeah, I have a number of those, the same message of acknowledging, thank you for change. Today, if he's here, I don't know if he's here already, he can testify that his life had changed within 2 years in a direction that is, I believe even his family people will be impressed and proud of what God is doing in his life. The words of eternal life. We didn't bring it to pass. We only pronounced it so that he could hear it. When you come in contact with the word of God, it doesn't matter your class. It can change it. Saul met Samuel, a classless individual from the least tribe of Israel. By the time Samuel said, stand, let me make known to you God's word, he left that place and became a king. God will always walk by his word. Jason, always walk by his word. So Peter said, whom are we going to go to? For what? We are wise enough. You have the words of eternal life. And he changed who they were. The scholars of their days, the religious bodies and the ecclesiastical authorities of their days couldn't stand their wisdom. They ensured they had to resort to intimidation. Still, it didn't work. Why? Somebody's life was altered. Tonight, as I'm prophesying to again, there will be lives, and there are many lives now by the end of tonight. Your business, what you do for a living, it will change. It will be altered. The level and the frequency of your delivery will be so intensified that you'll be aware that it wasn't you who came up with this. It is a gift of God. So, Father, I thank you once again, and we bless your name for this gathering. Thank you because of what you have said and you intend to do. As we proceed into your word, Lord, let impartations follow. Let diversities of encounters and graces follow. Let everyone here be caught up into this world, be enraptured into this world, be caught up into this flame. Let them be engulfed by this inferno of your glory. Let not one that is here tonight be indifferent, because the fire of God will burn forever on them. We give you praise in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Father, amen.
Thank you for this privilege and grace. In Jesus' name. Today I bring you God's word captioned Destiny and Structure. Destiny and Structure. Very clear. Destiny and Structure. The simple key word in this message is systems of glory are rising in the earth. That's the simple keyword. Systems of glory are rising in the earth. Not will rise, are about to. Systems of glory are rising. That is something that has started and will continue. systems of glory are rising in the earth. So destiny and structure. Now listen, while we were preparing what to say to you, in the midst of it, this word was greeted. Now, so it's a direct word from God. So I'm showing us now. The word is this. Destinies are linked into divine structures. That's what God says, I should tell you people. Clearly, destinies are linked into divine structures. Your destiny in Jesus Christ is linked to a structure. Just receive these words, we'll come back to explain them. Your destiny in Christ Jesus is linked to a structure. Your destiny in your generation is linked to a structure. If that structure does not rise, your destiny will not rise. The operation and the onboarding, the unpacking of your destiny is consistent with your unpacking of a system in the earth. It is linked to it. For as much as I know, the destiny of this generation are interwoven with systems and structures that God has proposed will rise in the earth, will be implemented in the earth, and will be built. Let me tell you, the destinies of a whole generation, you know, because people think God just does things. No, God has the corporate agenda for a generation. Within those generation and the people that consist and come to constitute this generation, he now assigns portions of the overall purpose to them to implement as a strategy to accomplish the overall. It's like having an objective and then breaking them into action steps and then assigning the objective to various individuals so that at the end of the day, the major objective and purpose is accomplished. The glory of this generation in the fulfillment of God's purpose in the earth today will be linked to systems and structures that will come out of heaven. They will be built out of heaven in the earth. Destinies are linked with structures. Let me say this. If those structures don't emerge, some destinies will never emerge. If those structures are not executed and are not running on it, some people's destiny will not run. Now, let me be quick to also clarify. You have your destiny according to the dictate of your university. They trained you to be a pharmacist. You also have a destiny according to the longing of your heart. You want to be a musician. There may also be a destiny according to the desire of your parents. They want you to be a businessman. But listen, there is a destiny according to the design of God. He wants you to be an emissary of the kingdom. These are four contending pathways. I speak from the ultimate one, the one that God ordains. Because in that day, Saul did not realize he could be king. His destiny was to just live in his father's house, get married, pastor the sheep. But the day he met with Samuel, they gave him, said, this is what the Creator has spoken about you. So he sees from now being a shepherd, staying in your father's house, come here now, you are supposed to be king. So he abandoned one way. Peter was a fisherman, well known and renowned in his place. He was a local fisherman. He met with Jesus and Jesus said, come now. He abandoned fishing forever. Only two instances he fished again. When he picked out money from the mouth of a fish, and after the Lord had resurrected, and they went to fish, when he said, I go fish. But we do not know if he fished again. Maybe if he did, was for necessity, but not as a role of calling. Because the next time we will see him in the book of Acts, he said we will give our word, ourselves continually to prayer, to the ministry of the word of God. Now, the destinies of Jesus Christ, if you ever are interested in it,
are linked to divine structures. And listen, there are destinies that God has already prepared and is handing over to people. This is your pathway. Follow here. For anyone who follows Christ Jesus till the end, they will end in a pathway of glory. This destiny is image. Some persons want to serve God. God has a work for you. Some persons want to follow God. God has an assignment for you. Some persons have been going to church for 30 years. God wants you to do something for him with your life. There is work, assignment for you in your days. In your days. In your days. There is a task for you. You are known by name. There's a work you can do for the kingdom. Not the general work. Like, I mean, yes, I stand in church as an usher. That is for coordination of service. What will you do with your life for the kingdom? There's work in that direction. Because for as long as you stand ushering, which is very effective for the coordination of the assembly of God, there is still a reach to your world that Christ will have you do. The destinies are abundant. Today, many people will run with some of them because God will lay them inside them. So, destiny and structure. And tonight, you will see that for your destiny to emerge, there are structures that must be in place. We begin from the book of Genesis. Let's look at Genesis. Genesis chapter 6. Makush ketelebre to kush ketelebre on the bush etalababa yakush. Genesis chapter 6. Verse 13 to 14. I'll take it that reading. Glory to God. All right, but listen, for as many of us that have scriptures and for those that have, look at this. All right. Verse 12, let's start from there. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt. For all flesh has corrupted their way on the earth. The ark prepared. And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them, and behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Verse 14 said, make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits. And so he showed him how to make it. Verse 22 said, and Noah did according to all that the Lord had commanded him. And then chapter 7 verse 1, he said, then the Lord said to Noah, come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are a righteous man before me in this generation. Come into the ark, you and all your household, because I have seen that you are righteous before me in this generation. Glory to God. We know that story. You know, the idea of the assembly of structures is that we are not just speaking to individuals, as it were. We are speaking to corporate and people of leadership and pioneership and headship over corporate, secular, religious, and diverse structures. Now look at this. Noah's life was linked to him building a structure. The destiny of Noah forever was joined to the building of that structure, the ark. When Noah was born, his father Lamech pronounced a blessing on him. He said, this one will comfort our works. And he will comfort us and the works of our hands from the earth which the Lord had caused. So they called him Noach, meaning rest. In his days, the whole world, the system, everything went bad, corrupt. And God said to him, I'm going to redeem you. But my redemption plan will be linked to a design that will come from heaven for you to build. And you know what? And the scripture said, and God showed him. He didn't have any idea. He was how to build the ark. Not even in his line, until that day God appeared to him and said, if you are going to be saved, you must get into a structure today, within this season. He said, so, he said, make for yourself an ark of gopher wood. And you know what God said? He said, this is how you will make it. And he listed all the details. And his record says he built that ark for over 100 years out, because it was a massive structure. And God told him, he said, coat it with tar. So he did a coating work on it so that water will not destroy the wood. It's there in scriptures. And then a whole generation was preserved because God is there a structure in place. Let me say to you, the destiny of the children of God in relation to the purposes of God, they will be pulled out of the world into all kinds of structures for defense, for separation, for isolation. They will not mix along with the world. I'm speaking to individuals who are heads of structures today. That's why you see it's titled The Assembly of Structures. So it's not you as a person. I'm speaking to your system. I'm speaking to what you are head over and to the vision that God has put in your heart. The destiny of the whole generation of Noah was linked to that structure he was building. If there was going to be any preservation of posterity, Noah must rise the ark. We are in a day where there is darkness all over the earth. Economies are falling. We need kingdom systems in place that the children of God will be drawn into. But they can't all, in quote, be religious structures. They can't all, in quote, be religious structures. This kind of darkness is when light shines brighter if they are in place. He said the destiny of this generation is linked to diverse structures. Diverse kinds of structures will rise in the earth, which is why the key word is systems of glory are rising. Sir, they are not all church structures you stand pulpit. I said some things when I was announcing this meeting on the other platform. I said, what about research institutes that the head scientist is just another way of saying the lead pastor? What about IT firms that are into intense development that together they are a move of the spirit? Nothing changes it. Nothing changes it. See, there are ideas and developments from the kingdom. The intention of the kingdom is that the glory of God will be revealed in all human endeavor, all spheres of human endeavor. This development also is in place so that the children of God will have places to display graces. There are people gifted with inventions that don't have structure to deploy their gifts. Everything is occurring in their spirit. You check their notebooks, you see designs of machines that are out of the world. But there is no corporate body that is even available for them to be drawn into. My God. They are going to be people that are called as scientists. We have seen people calling as prophets. There are people who will be called as scientists, and the glory of God's wisdom will be working inside you. I pointed it out to us the other day that the founding fathers of the scientific enterprise, all of them were religious people, about 99% of them. A study was done for people who that jump-started science. They took it to another level. They were all clergy, preachers, revivalists, and all what. They were simply discovering the glory of God in the work of creation. That was their motivation. In short, one of the motivations of Isaac Newton was that he wanted people to believe that there was a God. You have not heard this one. Yes, they twisted the plot at the end when he left. But the objective, in short, from the 17th century when the theory came out, men had to now believe that there was a God, because the order and the design in the laws of the universe was too precise to be an accident. So the equations of Newton was a doxology to God. It was praise being offered. There are people whose equation will give praise to God because in it is discovered that there is wisdom here. People discover the glory of God out of the words of God. They said we will discover God's praise in the observable universe. Let me tell you, the whole objective of Newtonian mechanics was to compel men to believe that there was a creator. Along the line, they stripped it because it fell into the hands of people who were already motivated by satanic inclinations. Listen, in the days of Noah, the ark he built preserved the posterity of Jesus Christ. That was the only righteous generation according to standard, because Noah found grace, he was righteous. So they say, separate yourself, enter this structure. Listen, the kingdom is ready now to pour out wisdom upon the sons of God if they will be willing to build according to pattern. This is not like the normal kind of encounter you have with the word of God, but this is an agenda out of the kingdom, because what you must realize is that the kingdom is more expansive than your church. The kingdom, as a matter of fact, is more expansive even than the church of Christ, because before the church was, the kingdom is. That is why you see in the roll call of Hebrews chapter 12, they mentioned the company of angels, they mentioned all the congregation, they say the general assembly, and then they say the church of the firstborn. So there is that roll call. My God, if we are passionate to reveal and to display God's glory to a generation, we have to start thinking outside the crucible and the restrictions of the status quo. You have to break forth from traditional mentality, because the kingdom is ready to reveal its structure tonight. Many people will catch a vision. Your business can be a church. It's not you call people for Wednesday service, but the priesthood of Jesus Christ will run in it, and angels will still ascend and descend. Listen, there are people who, before you submit proposals, the places you are going to have already had dreams of you. It's when glory is in place, there are other kinds of operation. Destiny and structure. Your destiny is linked to a structure you build. Some of you are saying, Lord, help my life. Help my life. He said, I have put a gift inside you. Raise it up. God doesn't have dollar bills in heaven. He can't enter. It's too mundane. Doesn't pass the mark. But he can set up systems in the air that will redirect the traffic of dollar in your direction. Let me tell you, dollar is not glory. Glory is something eternal. It will attract it, but it's not it. Don't mistake the two. Now listen. A whole life can be dependent on if a vision of God rises or it does not. Now let me say this. There will be no Apostle Peter or Paul if the Church of Christ was not conceived in the earth. Some of you have prayed, you have seen yourself in vision in strategic places of creation. You won't go there as an individual. The Bible says a man's gift will make room for him. The visions of Jesus Christ in your spirit, that's the gift. It is that gift that will make room for you. You won't carry yourself as, here I am, here you are to wear. It is the gift of God according to scriptures. You can't alter it. A man's gift will make room for him. You will stand in places before kings because something from God is inside you. Something from God is operating inside of you. Today I am saying to all of you, God, that for all of you whose talent and skill and endowment from God crosses from one realm to another, all your services are needed in the kingdom. Listen. Moses went to the mountain to receive vision of tabernacle, visions of patterns. In the assembly of heaven, when he stood in that place, they began to mention people who were artists, people who were craftsmen, people who were tellers. He said, get Bezalel, get him to train Aholiab, get him to train the other artisans. I am filling him with the spirit. You are a prophet, you have seen, but you will not build. They have the skill. And when he came down, he pronounced it before the assembly. He says, see, God have mentioned Bezalel by name, and also with him the other man from the tribe of Judah. He said, watch, they will build the tabernacle. And it was Bezalel that created the first coated representation of cherubim. Cherubim are not earthly creations, they are out of heaven. But he could make them. When they came for inspection that day, it was perfect. Moses didn't say, go back, do this. It was all done. In short, he had to bless them. Say, you have done well. All the artisans built the house of God. Listen, we have come to say we are building a global dimension of this. We say the glory of the latter house. Let me tell you, the latter house is a structure. Men will build it. Heaven will give pattern. Jesus Christ will give wisdom. Men will rise up and follow the leading of God. We are in that prophecy. I will see it within this weekend, of the glory of the latter house. The latter house will be built in the earth, which is why Paul said that you are built upon the foundation of the prophets and the apostles. He said, as a master builder, I am building the body. Can you believe that? He understood that his assignment was to raise up the body of Christ. Till today, Paul set the standard. You preach the gospel, you quote Paul. It is what he has built that still remains the sure walls of the body today, giving us direction and emphasizing where the limits are on what is truth and what is error. Listen, the glory of the latter house. Now, the word house is actually Hebrew for house. It's bayit. It means structure, building, your house, your office, the skyscrapers in your city. He said the glory of the latter skyscraper. That's what it means. It's a structure. But it has to be built. It is until it is built that the glory will fill it. A man's whole life can be joined to a structure. I read for us again from the book of 2 Samuel. Now, what happened in 2 Samuel? David had been made king, and he sat in his house of cedar and spoke to the prophet and said, why do I dwell in tabernacles, houses of cedar? And the ark of God dwells in the tabernacle of cotton. In that way, he was saying, I need to build my godly house. And then what happened? The prophet said to him, go and do as you like. I'm speaking from 2 Samuel chapter 7. It's a long read, so I'm summarizing. And then that night, the prophet went to God, and God encountered him and said, go and tell my servant David this. He said to David, you will not build me a house. But then he said to him that one of your sons that I put on the throne, he will build me a house. In that singular statement, he fetched out a plan rolling in the earth that there will be a man that God will set on the throne of David, whose destiny will be to be built for God. My God. Now, that was the destiny of Solomon. It was pronounced on him before he was born. Now, let me say to you, some of you, for everyone who is a follower of Christ today, the path you are walking on was carved, fetched out of the Spirit before you were born. They numbered his days and assigned him. He will build the house of God. David, as for you, this is not your calling anymore. You have fulfilled your role. Look at what the man said when he was eventually born. 1 Kings chapter 5. My God, Father, will give you peace. 1 Kings chapter 5. Alright, let's just take a brief look at verse 1, and then we'll just pick out our point of emphasis. Look at this. Then Solomon said to Hiram, saying, let's start from verse 2. You say, you know how my father David could not build a house for the name of the Lord his God, because of the wars which were fought against him on every side, until the Lord put his foes under the soles of his feet. But now the Lord my God has given me rest, and on every side there is neither adversary nor evil occurrence. And behold, I propose to build a house for the name of my Lord. As the Lord has spoken to my father, saying, your son, whom I shall set on your throne in your place, he shall build the house for my name. This is important. There was something else beyond the throne. There was something else beyond the life he was given to live. He was to raise up a structure of glory for God in the earth. Now, I'm using all of this to show you that people's lives can be linked to building out of heaven. Now, if you look at the words of David to Solomon in 1 Chronicles, I will look at that over the weekend. David showed him that the patterns I have given to you, they came out of the Spirit. He said, all the patterns that I have by the Spirit. He designed the tabernacle and gave it to him to be. What that is pointing to us tonight is, it came out of heaven for the sake of glory. If these words have been too complex, which I don't think it is, let's make it a bit clearer as much as we can again. Here is the kingdom of God. Here are agendas in the earth. The mysteries of God's purpose will be hosted inside of divine structures that we give expression to it. We are in a season of God's wisdom. There are structures and people that will host the wisdom, and through it there will be an expression of the gift of wisdom. The wisdom will not float on air as if it's a mist. It will settle down and become detailed reality in individuals. Now, in Father, will give you praise. A couple of years ago, we have said this before, we began to come into the light of God at another level of depth. In short, the depth of the light was so clear that any other thing we had even come into knowledge before that time, we couldn't reckon it so much as if it was even like revelation anymore, because of the grism of the excellence of the glory that was made. And we said this by prophecy. We said, many other kinds of ministries, when we say ministry, please don't see a church. Ministry is the Greek word for diakonia. It means to serve. When they say minister to them, it means serve them. When they say ministry, it talks about service. This is confirmed to you because if you are in Nigeria today, we have ministries of the federal government. The minister of power is not a senior pastor. Some of them are Muslims. So ministry is not a religious word. It's a word of government. It's a word of function. You have minister of health, minister of education. But some of you now are seeing that some worship parties are called minister this, minister that. Are they all working in the government? No. They are working in government, but for different governments. So they are ministers in that line because they are serving. That understanding is clear. Many ministries will arise. Why? Because there will be the unveiling of Christ to a generation. And when they see that unveiling, they will see their destiny. Because all of God's purpose will be accomplished in time through and by the efficacy of Jesus Christ. God has numbered the times and finished it according to the proceedings of the Lamb. That's why you see the book of Revelation chapter 4 commences fully when the Lamb begins to break the scrolls, the seals of the scrolls. Now, when Jesus Christ breaks a seal in heaven, something happens on it. What it shows you is that the age and the time are all dependent on what the Lamb does. The accomplishment of the fullness of the purpose of God will only be achieved with Christ, by Christ. That is the ordination. That is why he started in Christ and concluded redemption by Christ. If you are going to achieve the purpose of God, is Christ will be the factor inside you accomplishing it, so that all glory returns to God, not nothing of flesh. The Bible says that the flesh is at enmity with God. There has to be a deposit achieving it inside you. That deposit is the life of Jesus Christ. You can't fulfill God's purpose. Christ in you is the hope of glory. That is the design and the arrangement to fulfill it. Now, he said, many ministries will arise. Service. Don't see the pulpit and somebody behind it. See a function in the kingdom, because the kingdom has a government. The Bible says the government will be upon his shoulder. It talks about the government of God. He said, many of those means will arise because many will be brought to see Christ. Mm. And in him, they will see their calling. Because like we said, the fulfillment and the consummation of the ages as the age is closing is all dictated by the Lamb's unsealing. Revelation 5:6 reveals it. And I saw the Lamb, he broke the first scroll, and then a horseman. And then one went forth on the white horse, crowned, and he had a bow in his hands. And he went on to conquer and to conquer. It was because the Lamb unsealed it. By the time he closed the seventh seal, the age was already closing up. The seventh seal led to the introduction of the seven trumpets, which was initiated by the ordination of the Lamb. So when you hear Christ Jesus, Jesus Christ, Christ Jesus, it is because the arrangement of the closure of the age is already hinged on the administration of his priesthood from heaven. Some of you think they are always singing in heaven. There are things going on in heaven. Worship is a culture, it's not a service. They hold worship service, but it continues even when it's a culture in heaven. The same way you wake up in the morning, you greet your parents, you clean your house. They don't have house to clean. As you are living praising God. But not every vision of the scripture shows those people singing. The vision in chapter 4 shows us people having a meeting. The vision in chapter 11 and from verse 21 shows us somebody numbering a city. As a matter of fact, in chapter 11, they are giving John tape to go and measure. It shows you creation and building. There will still be building in heaven, building in the visions of God. Because in Ezekiel chapter 40, you already saw an angel who was a civil engineer. You didn't know that. And the angel had a measuring line. So he measured all the dimensions of the temple and gave Ezekiel the blueprint of the architectural plan. And said, let them pay attention to the design. This side is 40 cubits. It faces the north. That's civil engineering, structural engineering. And spiritual geophysics. If you have contact with those kinds of angels, you will build more than what is going on in Dubai. If you fellowship with one of those angels that are structural engineers from heaven, like the ones you see encountering these guys, you will build structures that, you see what they are building in China. You see horizontal skyscraper that is sustained upon vertical skyscrapers. Somebody say at this point, I think China is just showing off. All right, now, a couple of years ago, I was following the Jeddah Tower. It soars 1 kilometer into the sky. It's a 1 kilometer structure. If you have if you are a building engineer, you are fellowship with these kinds of angels, what you will design out of your AutoCAD, it will be a wonder in the earth. You'll be a renowned building consultant. You'll be like, this will not work. How do you know? You just know by wisdom, and then you prove it by intelligence. And so we were seeing that light. And then we began to announce some of the things that we got by God's light and revelation. We got them. Some of those things, we were in some assemblies, we attempted to speak it. The individual there could not comprehend it. So we closed the meeting. My God. The things we got by God's Spirit, we said, get into this insight now. It's what is going to play out in the next few years. So we closed the meeting and encouraged them to grow in Christ. Now, fast forward to several years. These purposes consummated and congregated to form an elaborate body, such that when we speak to you, we fetch out of a particular portion and build it in your understanding. And we were praying. We said, Lord, how will these things be built into the earth? How will these things be formed? What is the structure? And it was exactly in this period, beginning from July, 3 years ago, that we entered another period of Christ revelation, light, clear. And then God swiped to us certain things and showed us from a word, we saw it. And he said, now build a structure in the earth that will have underlying system to sustain other structures. And when it came out of God's revelation, it was seen as a global network of God's kingdom, where all the structures are linked together, and via apostolic administration of the resources of the kingdom, they are all giving life, and there will still be other kinds of network interlinked. He said, but this one will sustain every other kind of structure that reveals the fullness of the revelation of the glory of God. Because for obvious reasons available in scripture, he said, my glory will be shown to creation. The glory of the Lord will cover the earth, not the church. But we know that the earth is not in the church. When we talk about the world systems, they are outside of the church. So there has to be somewhat of arrangement to bear with. There is a pillar in the midst of the earth that radiates God's glory, that creation cannot ignore it. They can't avoid it. And so he said, build this structure. Is that structure you are in now? Is this not a conception of man? We followed through for years. Some folks called and said, sir, where are you? What's happening? What are you doing? Why not, you know, start? No. Were there not abilities in Jesus Christ? Unbelievable abilities by God. Evidence and made practical by proofs. And so this will be a concern why there was silence. But we followed Jesus Christ, and we knew that something else in the kingdom is still available. And he said, all right, build a structure that can host other structures. It was right there, 3 years ago, it was seen. It detailed out by design. And then at the end of the month, after having so much first experience of revelation of glory as to what is to be done, he now said, start it by instruction. Start it on this platform. And I'm like, with all the glory, this is how to start it. All right, if it's God's word, you know it. So we did it. Now, many people are reachable by this means, as at the initial way God is building it. But I'm only showing you how this structure, when I say structure from heaven, this one you are in, that's a proof of it. As it came out and is installed, there are other manifold abilities by God that are being expressed in expression. All the things that from some things we say to you now, listen, before August, there was no idea about this. It happened within 1 second. You know, light doesn't hesitate to make impression. You turn on the light, you are even if your eyelids are closed, you will be aware that brightness has come. And all of the ordinations are put inside here. Some are giving expression here. And this becomes the platform for which a call from Jesus Christ can be applied successfully. I'm showing you what is possible by God. This was followed after many years. Some called and said, why are you not doing some out of genuine concern? One said, I thought by now you would have what? And I said to her, if God does not ask you, will you go and do something? Now, yours may not be like this, but I'm telling you, nevertheless, out of heaven, something can enter your spirit, because this came out of purpose. When you pull out the about descriptions on the platform, you will see it clearly stated. A global network of the kingdom from heaven to the earth. But the purpose of the unsealing of the mysteries of Jesus Christ for a generation, I'm paraphrasing, so that they can see, by virtue of that unsealing, is their destiny that is being unsealed. What goes on here is for you. It's an administration, an operation of Christ's revelation based on the ordination that God in his kingdom has set it to be. If you run from here, if you meet any genuine apostolic structure, you will find the same kind of tongues still speaking, because it's one agenda from heaven. One agenda out of heaven. Listen. There's where to apply your life. There's how God wants you to apply it. You can't run away from it. Systems of glory are rising in the earth. Destinies are linked with structures. Just how to up today, the passion and the vision is, let these men now know where, what to do, and where to apply their life. In what direction? Some persons are applying their life in education. God has called you to human resource development. Not in that direction. Education is, of course, still under it, but not in the way you are doing it. And some are looking for a job. God has given you talent that you can. Your talent is just supposed to wear another coat, a coat of a full structure, and then they will recognize you. You will be employing neighbors. Some persons are looking for what to do. You are what to do yourself. You yourself, you are what to do. For vision and direction. Vision and direction on what to do and how to apply yourself. We said it a couple of weeks ago that your destiny in Christ Jesus is real to you to the extent to which Christ is real to you. Some may not receive fully what I'm saying, because already Christ is not as real to you as he ought to be. When you say God's plan for your life, it's a fairy tale out of a book. If God is real to you, his plan for your life will be real to you. So tonight, there is already going to be a fresh, reinforced consciousness of Jesus Christ in your heart. It's 11. There is the realm where you believe there is a God. There is another place where you don't believe again. You are aware. You know, when you believe, now let me ask. Some of you that got into higher institution, you believed God for admission. Now, when you got into higher institution, were you still believing God? No. What has been hoped for, the evidence, you don't need evidence again. The main thing is here. There are people who don't believe there is God again. They are aware. They don't have. Do you have to believe there is me? Or do you believe there is your father? Or you believe your father exists? You don't. You know he is. The reinforcement of consciousness, it distills anything that you have. You can't use faith to believe that your mother, there's somebody like your mother once existed, or your mother is alive, or your mother is real, and not a movie you watched. You don't believe you are alive. You are aware. You don't believe right now that there is a sky up there. You are aware there is a sky. Some of you, when you get home, you just close your eye and then fall back on your couch. You close your eye, you don't have to. You know that there's a couch. If by any means you land on the ground, you'll be surprised. Why? Of course, there's a couch, there, I'm aware. A reinforced consciousness of Christ is consuming your heart from this weekend. Jesus Christ will appear more real to you in your spirit. And your fellowship will take another time. Listen, there's what Christ has for you to do. If you seek to experience glory in your days, honor, opulence, relevance, is in what Christ is asking you and will want you to do. But until you even have the revelation of Christ, you can't know what to do. I can't come and dictate your destiny to you. It's not my office in Christ. I can make bare the word of God to you, but you will walk with God. It's your personal walk. Your destiny is linked to an arrangement from heaven and earth. If you don't find it and you are not walking in it properly, your destiny in Christ will never emerge. Let me tell you, there are also failed destinies. People that didn't finish what God wanted to do. I read the story of a man. He became a Bible school teacher and he was teaching his students. He said to them, I'm living God's second best for my life. God wanted me to be a missionary to Africa. I didn't do it. I withdrew from him for many years. And then now I returned. By the time I returned, that I could no longer be a missionary anymore. Or age and other things. See, now I'm a Bible teacher in this school. This is God's second best for me. He had to find something for me to do with my life so that I can still give praise and glory to his name. But he said to them, this is God's second best for me. That first one, somebody has taken it. Now listen. There's what you should do with your life. It's not trial and error. If it's Father, will give you grace. Systems of glory are rising in the earth. Destinies are linked with structures. There are people here that are heads of corporation. And you were ordained a head from heaven. You were ordained a leader, a pioneer from heaven. It's a calling upon you. Tonight, I am calling forth, and we call forth by virtue of this assembly all your prophetic ordinations, your scepters, your rings of authority in the kingdom, your robing and your clothing and garment. I'm seeing a turban put on somebody, the robing of the decking of glory and honor, your true identity. Today we call forth that ceremony and that inauguration on your life. Go ahead, amen. Keep God worshiping. Just go ahead. Wherever you are, just pray. Give him thanks. Go ahead. Give him praise. Give him praise. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. See, this is real. This is kingdom. Like the kingdom you are in is not a mist. It's a real kingdom. It has structure. It has government. They are citizens of that kingdom. You walk in heaven. When John went to heaven, he saw the streets. Heaven has streets. Those of you seeing heaven as cloud, you are not in the kingdom yet. What I mean by that, you are not having the true perspective. John saw that he has things. Isaiah the prophet said it even has highway. He called it holiness. If in your city there is this highway, there is good luck, this person's highway, there is a highway in heaven called holiness. John said the streets have gold. He said there is even a lake, a river. See, there is structure. It's really. Sometimes you say we go to heaven, we sing till the end. That is not true. It's not the revelation of scriptures. Life still goes on in the kingdom. People still interact in the kingdom. Life still goes on. New creations and new inventions still go on. There's still composed song in heaven. Revelation teaches us that they sang a new song. They keep singing a new song. Life still goes on in heaven. The glory of the kingdom is real. If the kingdom wants you to operate on earth, they will send you back up. Let me tell you, you see a man of God come to a place and there are healing signs. You think he's not the one. There's a kingdom that is doing, there are angels healing people. He comes from the kingdom. You may not be called to the United Kingdom to preach, but you can be called to the United Kingdom to speak to heads of governments. And as you step in there, all the angels of wisdom are with you. That is how you will disciple nations. You will carry them and put, you will flow with principle. I told somebody of a story of a man that went to communist Russia and spoke at the burial ceremony of one very renowned Christian man who was a philanthropist. And he spoke with principles of scriptures that struck the communist leader by heart. And while he left, while he was there, one bodyguard came and met him and said, this so-so person wants to see you. He went to the man's office when they eventually met. In one of those communist nations, I think Russia. And the man asked him, he said, while you were speaking, you said this. The man said, that cannot be true. He gave the man principle. He said, the human needs are not regulated by economic necessities. Man possesses a soul that is inherently corrupt. He spoke to this communist leader by wisdom. When he left, the man was adjusting. That's nation discipline. I told another story of a man of God who gave a lecture in a place. They said, this lecture is too good. Come and give it at United Nations. When he went there he presented the lecture, the people say, this lecture is too excellent. But we are seeing scriptural reference. He said, United Nations does not accept religion. So is there a way you can deliver these things without quoting directly from Bible? He said, all right, we'll do it. He used the principle of scripture and struck all their minds. By the end of the meeting, they were shaking him with pieces of paper that had their private email address. These people were people that they called the think tanks of their countries. They were shaking with private email addresses because there are regions of the world where they are forbidding from accessing the outer world, like in the Middle Eastern nations, and of course, obviously in China. Some of our platforms, or some of social media access you are seeing does not work. As a matter of fact, you can already see the legislations on TikTok going on, even the United States, about it being banned. And so that means, maybe in a year, if that thing is not overturned, people in the United States may not be able to access TikTok anymore. So those kinds, but they gave him secret access that he could continue impacting their mind. And let me tell you, the word of God forms the foundation of the world of men. It is built after the ordination. My God. The kingdom, if it puts glory on you, you can be said. See, serving God is more glorious than you think. It's not just church service every day and night. How many times do you see Jesus in the synagogue? You see him in the streets healing people. You see him in a house talking and teaching. You see him on the mountain by the riverside. The impact of the kingdom still went on. The kingdom is glorious. You can have a great life as a servant of God. That is not to say you will miss your. I'm only telling you that don't be limited to what you think it is. There's more to the kingdom. Whoever knew that there will be compositions in heaven when they said they sang a new song, That is their new inventions in Christ Jesus, which is why I'm submitting to you that the world has not even seen one tenth of what is available by Christ. But you can access it because it is ordained for your days to see it. Today, see your possibilities in God. Don't be limited to what you know. There are realities beyond it. Listen. Seek Christ and see his light is enough. Structures we still imagine there. We started prophesying this from 2021. When we prophesied it, there were people having encounters, seeing buildings rising out of the earth. Some of them are in this meeting. For those years, we didn't talk about it. We only prophesied it and left it. The people here who followed from 2021 away. Now in this year, we are teaching it. You know why? Even called, an assembly is called for that effect. You know why? Because of the weight of its importance, the weight of its necessity in the things of God. And because it is time. Like you heard, systems of glory are arising. Your own system will be one of it. Father, we give you praise. Tonight, if there's anything you are living with, is where will I apply my life? Jesus Christ. Where will I apply this life? I'm 30 years, but I still have some 50, 60 years to go. Where will I apply it? What will I use it for? Noah used his life to build the ark. That's what we know about him. Solomon built your temple. That's one of the most significant things written about him. Jesus Christ, what will I apply my life for that will make impact for the kingdom, that the kingdom will acknowledge and back me up? How will I be an employee of the kingdom of God? Jesus Christ, how will I be part of what is going on? Where will I apply myself, Lord? Here I am. Show me Christ. Show me Christ. Show me Christ. And then you pray until his light comes. See, one step in God's direction will achieve what 1 billion steps in your own direction will ever achieve. And the glory are incomparable. Listen, some are seeing the glory of some men on earth. Wait until you see the one in heaven. The glory of God over you will be completed in the kingdom. Don't live for less. Some person's life, the kingdom self does not today begin to make impact in the kingdom. What we are doing here is kingdom assignment. We are telling you now, destiny in Christ. We are leading you back to your Lord that you confessed many years ago to get serious. Glory. 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 Go ahead, give him praise. Worship him and
worship him and thank him.
Marcus Kukel Abraham.
Jesus.
Thank you, money. We give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praise.
Amen. Amen.
Today, we have been blessed with the revelation of God's word. See, there is more beyond what you are doing that you are able to do. If Christ speaks to you, you will cease being normal. You will be of a superior breed. Strange intellect. It's my prayer that little skill you have that you are practicing on your computer, that Jesus Christ will come and lay hands on you and turn it to a superstructure. It's my prayer that vision of God in your heart, it will lead you in the right steps. No one will be stranded because there is work for everyone. And where there is work, there is reward. Father, we give you praise. I decree to be so. The alignment of life. I decree opening of access. There are people here that for the first time you are going to have insight to a destiny you never knew was possible with you. Like Saul didn't see himself ever to be an apostle. He was a Pharisee. But in one moment of encounter with Christ Jesus, it rocked his world forever. He became and is today the most prominent figure in church history and secular history, because everybody studies the Apostle Paul alike, both religious and non-religious. Today, some persons are having a sneak preview. It's just flashing, just comes like a brief thought. It's light that just casting a little bit into your heart. Some persons are having that direction into what their life will represent. I pray, and today I decree, there are some of you that your skill will be accelerated in a hurry. You have never seen yourself even in this scheme before. But because the grace and the anointing of God is upon you, accelerated impartation, accelerated acquisition by glory will be of you. I declare and decree, there are many of you that from now, your vision and passion for life is being reignited to pursue God, knowing that He is the very source of life itself. I decree and declare that for anyone here today trusting God on what to do, the word and the light of Christ shines in your heart for direction.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. It may take a year, 2 years for it to eventually come out and become what people, but beginning from this meeting, the seed of it begins to grow. It's planted here and it will begin to grow and grow. I'm seeing that within now the next 1.5 years, some persons, the growth would have emerged from the soil of your heart and become a tender plant already. What I'm saying is that within the next 18 months, yeah, some of you would have already started your own full-scale operating business. Within the next 18 months, some of you would have already started your full-scale operating enterprise, organization, corp office, within the next 18 months. Because it's going to take 12 months, 6 months again for it to emerge. So within the next 18 months, some of you, your idea would have kicked off fully at a major level. Some of you, within the next 12 months, 18 months, 12 and 6, you will be standing in a place that you'll be wondering how you got here in such a hurry. You'll be standing in a height and a pillar and a realm. You'll be wondering how you arrived here within such a time, such a quick time. How did I get here within such, like, it just occurred. Now, some of you, within 6 months now, you find your place, yourself in places where it would have taken you 6 years to get. It was dropped down and divided to become 6 months. Within 6 months, you find yourself in places where it would have taken you 6 years to arrive at. What it says is that there's going to be acceleration of access, acceleration of progress, and establishment projects in the name of Jesus.